Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. I'll be your host for the top part of the Sabbath day, by name, your Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're just going to go find our elder, and we're going to try to get ourselves together to piggyback off the elder. So Yahweh be with you all, top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, all location is open. Call for details. Wherever you close by to, we'll tell you once you call the 224 number, 600-5579. We got six locations, so call, and we can direct you close enough to keep the Sabbath day with the voices of the true Israelites. So we're going to bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast and as we try to spread our books out for the top part of Sabbath day. So Yahweh be with you all. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, see Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that elder, Mr. Tibbs. Well, top part of Sabbath day, this is all about Yahweh's business, so take your time and whatever the Almighty put on you to tell them, you're on the clock while we get our books all spread it out there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I always say that it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners, and that's a good thing. Because we all came for one purpose, to hear the words of Yahweh message truly be spoken. And if many of you was in the broadcast yesterday, you had heard that what we often talk about and have witnessed and seen, that the seer stood a high ground in his profession. He had the elder on hold, as most of us had saw, and corrected me, even made me see the way of my error. And that's what we do. We correct the errors of one ways and lead them in the road of righteousness. This was a good thing that we had going. This is why in the book of Sirach, it tells you, chapter 11, verse 36 and 37, if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37. Thy mind meditate on the ordinance of the Yahweh continually in his commandments, oracle, and statutes. And he shall establish thine heart of mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. As I said, we had that witness yesterday. And that's a good thing, and that's what it's all about. Because even you hear me say on most broadcasts that a teacher can't learn from his students, which is a good example yesterday. And why? Because the teacher's always giving wise counsel. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And as I said, this shows well in all the six camps that teach. And it was a good example that was brought out yesterday for all those that attended yesterday's class. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bumper gums for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah, open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days that we're open at that time are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath, we're in it now, which is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search engine, and at tribeyada.com. And after you click in it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But still, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. We call and leave a message on those scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As I've said many times before, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. On another note, you can also call this number, ordering what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this here via email, phone, or text before a broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarman, and answering many memos that most of us have seen before. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. So you can do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, after clicking enter. And just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note that you might want to know is that during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding their shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if you find a Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can start to get to our teaching the correct way, I would say. We will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Together we want to send the courage against you. Do unto them like those who say, let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh for possession. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh.
All right, live, Yakwa's Radio. Probably, we hope we got everything going. We live. This is Camp 1. Remember, all locations open, 2-3-4-5-6. Call for details at 224-600-5579. And wherever you're located at, we'll tell you the best way to get to one of the voices of the True Israelites live. Broadcast, all temple sites is open. So Yahweh be with you all. So we're just going to open up inside the Temple 1 and see if we can get something going on now. Young Lion, we're going to look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We're going to see if we can get something going on. Although you get everybody prepared to try to get the books ready, take notes. Take notes. That's the key. It all starts by taking notes. Young Lions, it all starts by taking notes. Notes first, study your notes. The next thing you know, one day up the road, we'll be able to see some things unfold. Brother Micaiah, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What's that say that we can read? And we live all over the known world. We live everywhere. Over 700,000 plus is on the international side all year. Let's see what we're working with.
Going over to the book of Luke.
All right.
Chapter 12, verse 12.
Hallelujah. Rock.
Verse 12.
All right there, Mother E. Mother E. All right. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads.
Yes.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
All right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And we live. And matter of fact, we had a statement on the table. And we have to be clear that how Yahweh operates, for this, how this mighty one operates. So we're going to look how he operates, so we be clear. Once we find out how he operates, then we all good. And the way you find out how he operates is going back to the beginning. Going back to the beginning, how he operates. And so in the book of Job 8, verse 8, can we, Brother B.C. Israel, Job chapter 8, verse number 8. Let's see, we're going to open up right there in Job chapter 8. We're going to turn over to the elder soon. The elder get going if I can find out what's going on around Camp 1. Right now, we're going to look at Job chapter 8, verse number 8. Help them all out there, young lion. Make sure they can look at the index, find it, write the notes down, write it all down. Job chapter 8, verse number 8. We're going to open up right there.
Job chapter 8, verse number 8.
Yeah.
For inquire, I pray thee of the former age and prepare thyself to the search of their father.
So if you don't know about a person, if you don't know about anybody, you ain't got to go to ancestor.com. You do what again, B.C. Israel? What do you do?
Go to Job chapter 8, verse 8, for inquire, I pray thee the former age and prepare thyself to the search of their father.
Oh, so how, if you don't know about a person, what's going on? You search who? You search who?
For their father.
For their father. So whatever your father is, that's what you is. Now what he pulled that from, and let's go to Numbers. We're going to Numbers, B.C. Israel. We're going to Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. Let's find, what would that verse pull from?
Numbers chapter
1, verse 16 down to verse 18. So what? Where's he coming from with that? All right, El. Chapter 1, down to verse 18.
Hallelujah.
Numbers
chapter
1. Oh. Y'all bless you. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. We're going to Numbers chapter 1, verse 16, down to verse 18.
Okay, Numbers chapter 1, verse 16, all the way down to 18.
Yahweh, bless you, Aaron. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, we behind everywhere, so when you catch up on things, I'm ready to pass over to you. I'm trying to get things together. Hallelujah. Okay, well, hallelujah. That's the order of things. Call your verse out. Call your verse out. Where you at?
Numbers chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands of Israel, chosen. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their family by the house of their fathers, according to the number of names from the 20 years old and upward by their home.
So if I want to find out about anybody, where do I supposed to start after I hear a name? Where I supposed to search according to the Bible? Okay, who want to answer that question? What do I search at according to the Bible? If I want to search and find out what about a person, where do I start at according to what you just got to read the last? Where do I start at? Help me out, Mother. You start from the Father. The Father. So the Father one is the one that carries the DNA. So whatever your father is, that's what you is. So when Job read that in 8 verse 8, he pulled that from 1, 16 to 18. So whatever your father is, that's what you is. Take an apple seed and plant it in New York and take the same package and plant it in California. You're going to be the same thing once it hit Mother Earth. Same thing. So whatever your dad is, that's what you is. No such thing as mixed. It's whatever your dad is. That's what you is. So that's how you go when you use the Bible. And that's one thing we got to take a look at because, you got people calling themselves, they want everybody to apologize about them and by being Jews and Jewish. But here's the point. Jewish or Jew do not have a father. So if you don't have a father, you don't exist. That is what's called propaganda at its highest. But really, it is Lord's when it comes down to voices.
True Israelites.
Or the true Israelites, because we expecting these things to happen. So, Mother Dear of Israel, we're going to look at a couple of verses in Genesis 35. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 35. Verse 9 through 12, and Brother Micaiah, pick it up verse 22 down to verse 29. And make sure BC, Junior, and 1, 2 be writing these verses down, because you might want to sit back and go back over these things. Let me check. I heard a whole lot of stuff that I ain't never heard before, but I did write it down. So I'm going to check it out on my leisure time. So we go on to Genesis 35. Verse 9 through 12. And Brother Micaiah had me 22 down to verse 29 waiting on me. Genesis 35, 9 down to verse 12. Since we're on this subject matter for a minute. Genesis chapter 35, 9 down to verse 12, 22 down to verse 29. You make sure them younger lines over there is writing it down and paying close attention. Make sure they book it, make sure they, not only being hearers, but they're writing it down. Very important. You write it down, all of a sudden the Almighty will put some on your mind. Yeah. Thank you very much there, young man. That's what we're talking about. Because we want to bring everybody along, because we don't know where this thing going to hit from, but we know it's going to hit. And how we know it's going to hit, let me hold that verse. Sister B, BW, hey, grandbaby, you got the Bible over there, grandbaby? Yeah, okay, well, Swin, I need to get me a verse at you. I need to get me a verse at you. What verse do I want to get at you? Now, what subject matter are we on right now? What are we on? What I just said? Okay, did we get that read already? Okay, get that read. BW, we can come back in a minute. I want to kind of get something on the table first. Okay, what it say?
Genesis 35,
verse 9,
20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
9.
And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came
out of Padan-Aram.
And blessed him.
Your name
shall not be called
anymore
Jacob.
Your name shall be called anymore Jacob. So when you see this name, Jacob, after he get through with this thing, you know the Almighty don't want that name to be used among Jacob. Go ahead. What name going to be called?
Israel. But Israel shall be your name.
Oh, so the Almighty is saying, from this point on, your name going to be who?
Israel.
Who are you telling that to?
Jacob.
You're telling Jacob. Uh-huh. You said, from this point on, Jacob, that means Jacob must have done the right thing. So now your name is not to be called anymore Jacob, but Israel. Go ahead and read.
And he called his name Israel.
And so the Almighty called his name Israel. So when the boss man give you a name, then you most supposed to adjust to that name. Because that name is very important when you adjust to that name. And when he made that move, Mother Eve, for that point, what happened when he made that move? And 4:22 of Exodus. What happened? Pick with verse 21 down to verse 23. What happened? Hey, Marie, what happened that we can read in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, 22, and 23? What happened? What happened? Yeah, but 22, we're going to really be keying in on 22. So now, we find out Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Is that right? We got that so far. Let's find out what's so important about knowing that name, Israel.
Let me get the little young lines over there real quick. We're going to Exodus chapter 4. You want this one? I'm going to tell you the next book over. You got to tell you. Everybody look at this. Chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up verse 21, and we're going to read chapter
22. All right. So what we at now? What are we working with? What are we working with? What verses are we working with? I see them all over the place. But I what we at?
Exodus chapter
4:21-23. Okay, well, all right. Young Lions, y'all got it? Everybody got it. You wrote it down, everything. That index is very important. The people at that index to see how to spell words and write it down, because very important. And time would tell why. Time would tell why. Is we all there yet?
Yeah, we ready to go. Just take
okay,
off,
when you're there, a young lion said these words, hallelujah, wow, when you got it. Let me hear y'all say it.
Hallelujah.
That's what that means, you got it. That means you peeping down on what's going on. So when we hear you say hallelujah, wow, we know you are peeping down. Now, I got to get that short, mother. I got a little problem that I got to take care of.
those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his mind, that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And thus shall say unto Pharaoh, thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son.
Well, Israel is his son. So if Israel is the son, who is the father of Israel's son? We just got to read. Let's see what we hear about later. Tell me who. If Israel is the son, then who is the father of Israel? And we just got to read. Let's see if anybody on point. Who is the father? Who is the father?
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. There you go. So we found out right now, Israel is my son, and they are the son of who? Said I heard it a minute ago. He's the son of Jacob. So the tribes of Israel is the son of Jacob, but we found out that Jacob's name was changed to what? Oh, so now the sons of Israel is the sons of who now? Okay, check them all. What is it? Let me go ahead again now. No, let me go ahead again. Let me start. Take me out there. If I take my time, we won't talk so fast. Now, we just found out that he says, let my son go, Israel, right? And my question was, who is the father of Israel? Who is it again? Jacob, where can we read that Jacob, Israel, and Jacob is interchangeable? What can we read this at? Let's see if anybody in class can tell me where that coming from at. We just got through reading it in the 35th chapter. Okay, that's why you got to write it down. Write it down. Back to 35, verse 9. 35 verse 9.
That's right.
See, one thing about this is a thinking man's game of the Bible. It's a thing you gotta think. It'll get away from you. So just 35 verse 9, mother, gonna read that again. Mother, read that again, because we kind of pack some in so we can get some understanding that when you see his name Israel, this name that the Almighty told a man, don't call yourself by your worldly name no more. And his worldly name is, matter of fact, I'll tell you what, Mo, let's back all the way back to Genesis 20, 32. And we'll look at verse number 28. We might as well get it from that. We're going to Genesis 32, verse 28. Genesis 32, verse 28. So this information is going to help us. 32, verse 28. Make sure everybody else, Mekhi, your hands are going to be pretty full tonight, so you want to make sure they follow along. You got to get this foundation. Once you get this foundation, we're going 32, 28. And Mother D.F. Israel, I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that again. I want that. I'm coming back to that later. I want 32, 28. I'm coming back to 35, verse 9. Put a marker there and give me 32, 28.
Yeah, we good. Yeah, right there.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has he power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed.
So, he told him that your name is Jacob. Your name is not to be called any more Jacob, but Israel. Then he told him the definition. If you use his name Israel, what kind of position you put yourself in by using his name Israel at the last of your name. Whatever your name is, at the end of your name, if you put the name Israel on it,
They're going to tell you what he going to do behind it if you put Israel at the end of your name. You say you'll have what?
For as a prince.
So if you use the name Israel at the end of your name, it makes you a prince.
And a prince has the power with Yahweh.
So that means you got power. So power is in the name of Israel. So if you use the name Israel at the end of your name, you got power with who?
With Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And
you have power with man because when you say you Israel, man can't say, well, I'm Israel too. No, you're not Israel too. I'm Israel. So you somebody else. I know I'm Israel because I'm in the bloodline of Israel. So now I got power with Yahweh and I got power with you.
That's right.
Because I know I'm Israel. So if I'm Israel, who are you? If I'm Israel, there's no power in the name by being called Hebrew, Jew, or Jewish. There's no power in that. Or called Gentile or Christian. It ain't no power in none of that. You read the name that got the power. Now, what man got the power?
Israel.
Anybody hearing that? So you won't be on the power side. So whenever you end up teaching what Israel present, that means Almighty present. So Israel is the key. Because whenever Israel is doing something, he got power with the Almighty. Read a little bit more. Watch this. 29.
And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name.
He said, what is your name then?
And he said, wherefore is it do ask after my name?
Okay, go ahead. So the angel said, look here, why are you asking me? It ain't about me. It's about me bringing this message down to you. Go ahead.
And he blessed him there.
And he got the blessing. So the blessing is in the name of Israel. The blessing when the angel left, he left him with a name. And that name carries a blessing. See, that name carries a blessing. But on the flip side, A.B. of Phoebe, and 65:15, let me show you something else. Let me show you something for you to know what's going on in Isaiah 65:15. Now, if you use the name Israel at the end of your name, what are you up under?
Isaiah.
Hold on. I got a question on the table. My question on the table, if you use the name Israel, what you up under? A little bit louder. BW, you hear that? You hear it, right? So if the name Israel is used when you're the president of Israel, what you up under? A little bit louder. Okay, now listen to this. Now watch this now. Now we're going to 65:15 of Isaiah. 65:15 of Isaiah. Make sure, before you check out reading, check around for all the new guests. Make sure they're there, too, because it's about them and it's about us getting them prepared. Peep and see where they at before we check out. Verse 15. That's how you build a nation, by bringing them along and meeting them where they are. And 65:15 of Isaiah. Make sure everybody's there, and when you're there, all the new guests say hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to hear that word, hallelujah, Yahweh, when everybody still got 65:15.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah, Yahweh. We're going to say hallelujah, Yahweh. When you get it, say hallelujah, Yahweh. When you got 65:15, you're supposed to say hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, I'm waiting to hear three more hallelujah quads. Then we can take off reading. Once we hear three more hallelujah quads, we can take off reading. When you peep at the verse, I want to hear verbally hallelujah quads. Okay. That's one out of three. Two out of three. Hallelujah. Well, okay, that means everybody there. Now, Abel, you take off. Everybody there with you. Now, we're reading 65:15. Look what it says.
You shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay you and call his servant
mine
by another name.
He said you're going to leave your name and you're going to pick up a curse name. So what name is the blessing name? And he said it's going to come a time that you're not going to use that name at all. You're going to use what kind of name?
A curse name.
So you see the name that we got right now, that we use right now, guess what? We up on what? We up on a what? Now look, we'll learn. By we using the name that we use right now that we got on our birth certificate, we use a cash out check, you can keep our birth certificate on that name. You can keep cashing your check on that name. But when you meet and greet anybody, what name you supposed to tell them that you are? Bloodline.
Israel.
Why? Why so?
That's
the blessed name. See, Israel is the blessed name, but suppose I call myself Johnny Ray Smith. Then what am I up on now? I'm up on a curse. So that conversation would not be no Yahweh in it because you ain't got the rules and regulations. You got to put Israel in that conversation. Johnny Ray Smith. So as long as I call myself at the end of my name Smith, Anderson, or Ray Ray, or whatever, I'm not upon a blessing of Almighty. I'm upon a curse. See what we're going to learn? So the first thing to get a blessing, you got to first understand that you are the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes of Israel is the only nation that received a blessing from him by changing the name. And once he changed the name to Israel, then that gave him an opportunity to bring in all his laws and statutes. So we'll take care of that another time. I'm going to give a couple more in. We'll turn over to our elder. But he see what point we're trying to bring out. So now, let's go back to 422. 422 of Exodus. Now, when you're there, I want to hear all the new guests say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Make sure they got markers to be hold the markers. They ain't going to be back and forth with these markers. Cut the markers out.
They got them.
Okay, good.
All right, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, my grandbaby, BW, says, I'm here. I'm getting back in the swing of things already. Hallelujah. Let's see.
Hallelujah.
I need to hear two more Hallelujah Yahuwahs, then we're going to take off. 4:22. I need to hear one more. I need to hear two more Hallelujah Yahuwahs out of 4:22. And see, when you find a case like that, then the father's supposed to know exactly what he got to do with his son. The greatest legacy you can leave with your sons and your loved ones is the word of the Almighty that we can read. So this is called self-examination, and now you see what you got to do, Father, BC Israel. And that's what it's all about. Say it from the chest. Say it from the chest. Hallelujah. All right, so we got it. All right, so we got, who reading that 420? Oh, come on back, mother. Now, 4:22 again. I'm not really saying 4:22.
And thus just say unto Pharaoh, thus said ye Yahweh, Israel is my son.
Israel is my who? So Israel is my son. You got the name of Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. So now the Almighty have adopted him now. He said, Israel is my son. Listen, watch what he say now.
He was my first son.
So So Israel is the first nation that he deal with. He'll deal with plenty of individuals like Abraham, Isaac, Shem, all them. But as a nation, this is the first nation he has adopted, a whole nation of Israel. So all 12 tribes have been adopted up under Almighty. If you go tell Pharaoh, the Egyptian man, that Israel is my son, my firstborn. Is that what he's saying? Firstborn as a nation. Go ahead.
23.
Oh, it's good. Read 23.
It's good. That's verse 23. And I said unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And the time is due to let him go. Behold, I will slay your son.
So you see his face? So Israel, the children of the 12 tribes of Israel, they supposed to serve who? That's what we supposed to be doing. That's why we're on the curse today, because we not serving him. We serving everybody else but him. Israel, the Israelite. We serving everybody but him. And that's why we're on the curse, and he's going to watch you until you start serving him. He got Sabbath days, feast days. He gave you a dress code to have fringes on. He gave you everything to make sure you prepared to honor him. He gave you fringes. The fringes is to always let me know it ain't about color. It's about them fringes and keeping them laws. If you got them fringes on, you keeping them laws, you're upon a blessing. If you're not keeping them laws, you ain't got your fringes on, you're doing a crapshoot. The fringes is very important because Yahuwah ordained the children of Israel to wear fringes. Not color-wise. Wear them fringes because that fringes will let me know you're a part of what I'm on. The fringes, very important to have fringes on. Now, we go on back to that Mother Finish at 35, 9 down in verse 12. Now we're going to finish it. Genesis 35, 9 and verse 12. Now, listen real good at this.
Genesis 35, verse 9 and 12.
Listen good. Yeah, flip back over. You'll be right there. 35, 9 through 12. Genesis 35, 9 through 12. Genesis 35, 9 down to verse 12. Listen good.
And Yahuwah appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan-Aram, and blessed him.
And blessed him.
Verse 10. And Yahuwah said unto him.
What did he say to him?
Your name is Jacob.
He said, your name is Jacob.
Your name shall not be called anymore Jacob.
He said, but don't use that name, Jacob. No, don't use your worldly name. Don't use your government name no more, not among other Israelites.
Right.
Now, you use your government name to cash your check. But when it comes down to around another Israelite, you do not give them your government name. That's slavery. You tell them that you are Israel. I'm B.C. Israel. You don't give them your government name when you're around your brothers and sisters of Israel, bloodline descent. And he's explaining to you right now why. Go ahead.
But Israel shall be your name.
Now, the mighty one said, Israel shall be your name.
And he called his name Israel.
And he called his name Israel.
Verse 11.
Listen.
And Yahuwah said unto him.
Now he can talk to him. Now Yahuwah can talk to his son real good. He's now be taught to you, my son. Go ahead.
I am Yahuwah.
I want you to know I'm Yahuwah. I'm the four-letter man. Y-H-W-H. That's who I am. Now I've been instruct Israel now, my son. And that's the greatest thing a father can do is instruct his son. Go ahead.
Be fruitful.
He said, now listen, my son. I want you to be fruitful.
And multiply.
I want you to multiply, my son.
A nation. And a company of nations shall be of you.
He said, a company of nations is going to come out of you.
And kings.
Wait a minute. And you're going to be what?
King.
He said, your nation is going to be the one name Israel, a nigga's oppressed, and we come from a long line of kings. Kings, that means rulers. But as long as you Freddie Hurd or Peterson, you who is that? When you Israel, you came from kings. Go ahead.
Shall come out of your loins.
And he's going to come out of your body, not by election at the box office, but boom, no, he's going to come out of your body.
Right.
King's going to come out of your bloodline,
right.
Out of your pedigree, your bloodline. Mm-hmm. Every time you have a son, you producing a Yahweh king. Mm-hmm. King, you is a king, royal family. Mm-hmm. But we ain't been taught none of this good stuff. We take the Bible, you assist if I can the Bible. That's the enemy of turning this thing upside down. You got written records. When you got the Bible, you the king. You Israel, bloodline. Every time I produce my Lord, I'm producing kings, queens, and princes. Go ahead.
Verse 12. And the land which I gave.
And not only that, I'm going to give you a land.
Abraham and Isaac. To you.
And I'm going to give the land I gave Abraham and Isaac to you. Now, we can poll 99% of Israelite descent, and after what they land, they're going to say Mother Africa. See? Mother Africa is not your land.
That's right, yeah.
But that's what we're going to say, because we've been taught by the enemy. But you hang around the 6th anointed camp of Barthel to Israelite, you'll know exactly where your homeland, where your motherland is at. Because when you know you Israel, you got a motherland.
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
To you I will give it, and to your seed after you.
And I will give it to you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who named the chain of Israel. Then I'm going to give it to your seed, and that's us. We got a homeland, but we said we from Arkansas and Mississippi. That's all we know. But we got a homeland written in this Bible where our homeland is, and we got high school diplomas and college degree,
mm-hmm.
and don't even know where our homeland is at.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. That's real.
See, after you, I will give the land.
And I will give you land. You got a land. But always you will be understand this land, you got to recognize that at the end of your name will be Israel. This is an open up to you. But you have to put that slave name down. And at the end of your name, put up the blessed name, put the cursed name down. So at the end of your name, you put Israel. You leave your same name, go cash your check and whatever you're doing with your government name. But when your mom, your people, and anybody else asks you who you are, I'm Sister B.W. Israel. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am. Who is this Israel? Oh, you want nobody Israel? Come to now. It's time for me to teach now. Travel me to teach now. See? And that's what we're supposed to do with our offspring. It's time for us to teach. Be Israel. I'm up under the blessing. And if you use the name Father Israel, then you up under the blessing. They ain't got to worry about you going and coming back with nothing wrong. Because you got the name Israel, you're up under the blessing. Then we know a mother. Mother Z, here we know what's written in 54:17. Now look at the blessing that you have in 54:17. Once you got this straight, you ain't got to worry about nothing when you are taught your babies at home that at the end of their name is Israel. Then look what he got written by Isaiah and 54:17, Mother Z, what it say?
All right, check out Mother Z.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 54:17. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
That means no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. It is nothing going to happen to you. Ain't no weapon out here. No trickster. Once you train your babies, at the end of their name is Israel, no weapon is formed against you going to prosper. Go ahead.
And every tongue that shall rise against you
and every slander word, every tongue that rises against you
in judgment, thus shall condemn.
Yahweh gonna condemn it, and you gonna condemn it, cause you become his sons and daughters now. Now you tell me where in history when a mother or a father hear their babies crying, they don't stop the door and go see what they want. Show me, what mother, when you hear the babies crying, you don't stop what you're doing, see what they want, see what's wrong. That was your man telling you, when you know you Israel, if you're the type, call on me. That's my son calling me. That's my daughter calling me. I got to respond. The world know this thing. And that's why they got you calling yourself all these wicked names you got. Peter Roy. See? Because there ain't no blessing in that. But when you got Israel as the last of your name, you teach your babies when you go out there to ask who you are. Well, my name is, well, my first name is, but my last, my name is Israel. Now the blessing is on my head. So ain't no weapon formed against me gonna prosper. That's the best thing a parent wants when their kids out here. You want to teach your kid for to get out here. At the end of your name is Israel. You got the Almighty in the air looking down on his sons and daughters. Because you will train them right. Go ahead and read.
This is the heritage
of the servant. This is your inheritance. He said, this is what I'm going to do for you. If you got me right, I got you right. This is your bloodline. If you use the name Israel, you're the type, I'm showing up and showing out for you. But as long as you can hold on to that slave mouth name, you out there for a crapshoot. It can go either way, but it might not be in your favor. But when you got the name Israel, you might well stick your chest out high. Because you got the blessing of the Almighty. And in Titus 1, verse 2, he ain't lying for eternal life. I'm telling you, if you use the name, you keep my covenant, you put them fringes on, I'm going to be there when you need me. Every time. See, once we know this power is waiting on us to come, he watching us now. I promise ourselves. Once we get past our problem and start serving this man, blessing going to shower on us. We're going to build this nation up under Yahweh. And we know we Israel, the blessing. Go ahead, finish it up.
The Yahweh and this righteousness is of me,
said
the Yahweh. Is of me,
said
the Yahweh.
He said, his righteousness is of me. And if you put the name Israel, you teach your babies to put the name Israel out there, you ain't got to worry about them, nothing happening, because once you're up under Israel, the Father going to tell you, and you got some branches on, the branches going to talk to you. You know you got Vince hanging on that cone. You know that crowd ain't the right crowd. Them branches going to throw a topic at you. I can't hang around y'all no more. Y'all on Satan. I got to get away from around here. That's how them fringes going to talk to you. When your baby's wearing fringes, that's all that matters. Separate you from the rest of them. And them fringes going to tell you, no, I ain't hanging out with you.
That's right.
No, I'm not going over to the boys' house. The girls going to the boys' house. That's cool. We just can go and just sit down. No, I ain't getting caught up in that.
That's right.
See? Them fringes will talk to you. Your baby's wearing fringes, some fringes will talk to him like you right there with him. You train them right. Now, come on back to verse 22, Brother Micaiah.
We're going back over to the book of Genesis, lying to lying
there. 35:22 down to verse 20. Okay, listen to this real good.
Going to the book of Genesis. We'll pick it up at chapter 35. Going back to Genesis 35. Some markers in there. Got markers all around y'all.
See, we got all the power. We don't even know how to use it. And it starts with us, first of all. getting his name, getting our name right as being Israel, the end of our name, and keeping the Sabbath day, feast days, and wearing them fringes. Then watch Yahweh come in your life and show out for you. Watch the blessing of your children when they ain't got to go see Doc Cook no more.
All right, we're going to read the book of Genesis. We're going to read at chapter 35. We're going to read 22 down to 29. The book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse 22 reads, "And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in the land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Israel were 12.
The sons of Israel is 12. Y'all understand that? The sons of Israel, everybody ain't Judah. You got 11 more brothers. All of the sons of Israel is 12. You got a family of 12. You just one out of the 12. You the lead tribe out of the 12. But you got 11 more brothers. So until your 11 more brothers understand this word, Judah leads, but you got to find your 11 brothers. And when you find your 11 brothers, the Almighty is going to say, now it's time to make our move back where I scatter you two brothers. You will come back home with all your brothers together. He ain't going to just take you there and leave your brothers. So you got a ministry, the tribe of Judah, supposed to bring and wake up the other 11 brothers. Because we're not all up in paganism, Christianity, the Catholics, the Muslims, the everything. But a ministry got to wake them up from the tribe of Judah, to wake them up and let them know, put all that garbage down and come back upon Israel and have the blessing. Then we all going home together. And we can read that in other lessons to come. King Reed.
All right, we're going back to the book of Genesis, chapter 35. Watch, pay attention. The book of Genesis, chapter 35. We're going to pick it up at verse number 23 now. Book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 23 reads, "The sons of Leah, Reuben, Israel's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Yadah Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun." Verse 24, "The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin." 25, "The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali," or Naphtali. Verse 26, "The sons of Zelpha," or Zelpha, "Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Israel, which were born to him and put Dan around."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27,
mm-hmm.
"And Israel came unto Isaac his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arbok, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned." Verse 28, "The days of Isaac were 84 years. Verse 29, "And Isaac gave up the spirit and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his son Esau and Israel buried him."
Mm-hmm. Now my question is, who is Isaac's son? I don't know the death of Israel. Who is Isaac's son? I don't see where any of the new guesses ask, who is Isaac's son? Now look at the Bible and tell me, look directly at the Bible, who is Isaac's son? I need to know who Isaac's son is. No, look down. No, guess me. Look down at the Bible. Look down and tell me.
Esau and Jacob, right?
No. I'm not going to question what the question
is. I'm reading it.
Are you reading
it?
Okay, that's how I was. Boldly read.
Verse 27, "And Jacob came unto Isaac his father."
Okay, now who is?
My question is, this is my question. Who is Isaac's son?
Isaac,
that's my question. That's the question I want to know. Who is Isaac's son?
Jacob and Esau. That's his chapter now. Esau.
again, I want to hear it boldly from the scripture. Who is Isaac's son? I want somebody to look down the scripture and tell me boldly.
Esau and Jacob.
What verse did you get it from?
28.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
Verse 29
tells us that Esau and Jacob, who is their father? And who is Isaac's father? Look at the verse. Don't just talk fast back with me. Look at the verse. Who is Isaac's father? I want the verse. Now, who is Isaac's father? I want to know who Isaac's father is. I want to know what scripture tells me who Isaac's father is. I don't want no guesswork. I want some bold words. I want to know what verse tells me who Isaac's father is.
Abraham.
Okay. Okay, what's the verse 27 say?
And Jacob came to his father, Isaac and Moran.
What do verse 27 say?
Abraham and Isaac had sojourned.
All right, so I want to hear a powerful verse that tells me who Isaac's father is. I want to hear the verse first, then I want to hear some good reading. I want no guesswork. I want to look right down there and see Isaac's father is who and what verse. Boy, well, grandma there to help me. What verse you'll be pulling from?
27.
You'll be pulling from 27?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and Jacob came to his father, Isaac.
And Jacob came to his father, Isaac. Okay.
And memory. Unto the city, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned.
So who is Isaac's father?
Abraham.
A little bit loud.
Abraham.
All right, that's what I want to know. So now we got who Jacob's father is Isaac, right? Isaac's father is who?
Abraham.
So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who named the chains of Israel, that is a direct bloodline. Abraham, so that when they ask you today, BJ Israel, who was your first forefather? What name would you say? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. There go your DNA testing. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's who your father. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. 12 tribes of Israel. And we from the tribe of Judah. The fourth son of Israel. Now I'm gonna get me two more in, grandbaby BW Israel. I'm going to Esther chapter 1. Now I want to just take a look at this. Esther chapter 1, I'm going to look for the birth certificate of these people. I'm going to look for the birth certificate of these people. And you got to study their birth certificate. So if they call by any other name than that, you're upon the curse and they're upon the curse. So he going to give you a name and tell you about your birth certificate. Biblically, Esther chapter 1, BW Israel. Read 1 down to verse 7.
These are the names of the son of Israel.
Wait, 1 second. Let me get the little young lion here. The lion is ready to go off. Chapter 1, we'll pick it up at verse 1.
Grandma, BJ is reading like the days of old. Now look at that field. Came back in. All right. I'm hearing him. I remember.
You ready to roll? Hallelujah. We ready to roll.
These are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household. Reuben.
One, two.
Levi.
Three.
And Judah.
Four.
Issachar.
Five.
Zebulun.
Zebulun.
Six.
Benjamin.
Seven.
Then in Naphtali.
Oh, Well, start over again. Take your time. Every verse you read, call your verses out.
Okay.
And take your time and just let it flow. Let it flow.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Okay, so Exodus
no,
1.
Stop. Yeah, okay, that's
one.
Right. 1:1.
These are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household.
Every man's household came with Jacob. The name changed to Israel. Verse 2.
Reuben.
Mm-hmm. 1.
Simeon.
2.
Levi.
3.
And Judah.
Oh, and that's where we came from. Now that's where we come from. Now that's where we come from, Judah. So there we at, right there. That's our grandfather, Judah. That's where we come from, Judah. We from the tribe of Judah. That's where we come from. Go ahead.
3. Issachar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zebulun.
Mm-hmm.
And Benjamin.
Hallelujah.
4. Dan and
Nephtali.
Gad and Asher.
Mm-hmm.
5. All the descendants of Jacob,
BC, Israel, bring it.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28.
Yes.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
All these are who?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes of Israel. Okay, go ahead.
And this is their father unto them, and blessed them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
How many of them is blessed? If you Israel descendant, how many?
Everyone.
How many?
12.
Give me a number.
12.
A little bit louder. A little bit louder, with boldness. 12 tribes of Israel. All of them got a blessing. All of them got a pot of gold, and they don't even know it. Imagine you struggling, you got a pot of gold somewhere, you just don't know where it's at. You're struggling, there's a pot of gold there somewhere, and you don't know it's there. A pot of gold. And we don't even know we got a pot of gold by knowing that we Israel. Now, where's the precept at Exodus chapter 1? Where's the precept? We read 12 names. Now I want the precept on that. No, we already read Exodus. You already got it written on your paper. I'm looking for the backup verse that validates what we're going to get, the backup verse. BW Israel, we're going to get the backup verse called a precept. And this will be my last verse over today. First Chronicles chapter 2. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. This is the backup verse for Exodus chapter 1. It's called a precept to validate Exodus chapter 1, saying it's 12, and here go the names again. Here go the birth certificate with the precept. It's 1 Chronicles 2, 1 and 2. Here go the precept of the name of this man, and nobody named Hebrew, nobody named Jew or Jewish. Okay. We're going to 1 Chronicles 2, verse 1 and 2, BW Israel. Give me that precept. Yeah, right. When you put, after you hear some hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I'm passing that ball to you.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Okay.
Yeah.
So how many is Israel?
12.
On that note, old time elder, Yahda, when you meet the high elder with a loud voice, elder Yahda, Yahweh be with you. You on the clock all the way through. Come on.
Looking at the name of Israel is a very
and for it to bring back to our remembrance, right? Because some things happened along the way, and we're going to put a few scriptures on the table to just begin to look at a few things that happened amongst Israel. When everybody there, just give me a hallelujah, while we get rolling.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we have BOTT where we believe that in the very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But let's see how he moved and grew, Mother Z. See how the righteous minister spirit, how he moved and how he grew, how he operated. In the book of St. John, chapter 14. Let's keep at St. John 14, and let's just get to the chase. Verse number 26. St. John 14, 26. Let's see how the minister spirit just operate here, Mother Z. Let's see what his duty, what his talent is, according to what we can read. St. John 14, verse 26, Mother Z, Israel, C. Royal. Everybody get there and give us a hallelujah. Go on. Because we know that we've been reading all evening that with the name Israel, there's a blessing associated with that name. We just want to peep at it right quick. Just two or three good scriptures, and then we're going to bring in the young lion. The book of Luke, I mean, St. John 14, 26, Mother Z, Israel of C. Roy. Everybody there?
Hallelujah. Okay. St. John, chapter 14, 26, verse 26. But the comfort, which is the righteous spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. To your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
So he said the comforter, which is the, now we see the word Holy Ghost, right? Is that what we're looking at in our books?
Right.
So let's see if we can break that down to see exactly what's going on. What is this Holy Ghost? Let's see if we can get one definition now. We know that the word Yahuwah can have a double meaning. But we want to keep at one definition of what is the Holy Ghost. Because I heard it all my life that they full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm saying, you ain't never told nobody what it is yet. Said, what is this Holy Ghost? We need to be on the note around BOTTY, right? It's time, like the CSA, it's time out for guests trying to get this thing. Well, Yahweh didn't give us the ammunition. He gave us his word. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7, verse number 14. So we got the good stuff right here. We just got to pick this book up and get into it every now and then, right?
Hallelujah.
The book of Hebrews, the word for Israel, right? Chapter 1. We want to look at verse 7 and verse 14. What is this Holy Ghost all about? Say, Miss Peter. Hey, you want to read that for us? Give them a chance to get that. The book of Hebrews. Who's the word for Israel, right? Chapter 1, verse 7 and verse number 14. Let's peep at this Holy Ghost. Sister A.B. Phoebe of C. Roy, what is the Holy Ghost? Because all my life, it was a crapshoot. I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. Look at the Israelites, chapter 1. Verse number 7 and verse number 14, Sister A.B. and C.B. and C. Roy.
A.B.
Sister A.B.
Oh, everybody ready?
Hallelujah.
All right, let's roll this thing, go down the road. Hebrew chapter 1, verse 7 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Read it the way it is.
Yes, ma'am. It is self-explained itself. It is self-explanatory.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said, and the angel, and of the angels, he said,
mm-hmm.
Who maketh his angels spirit, and his ministers of a flame of fire.
The one thing we already know that the word angel, and in this case spirit, is interchangeable, right? Verse number 14, what do you say?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not all ministering spirits?
So these angels, they are called minister spirits. And in some cases, they call the Holy Ghost, right? Are they not all minister spirits? For what purpose?
Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
So they sent forth to minister to those that are heirs. Now that's a very powerful word there, right? Heirs of salvation. Let's keep that right quick. Heirs of salvation. Let's go to the book of Ephesians right quick. I believe I'm looking for Brother B.C. Israel C. Royer. Let's see if we can get some Ephesians on the table. Ephesians around chapter, let me see, chapter 3. We want to dissect this a little bit. Verse number 1 through 6. The book of Ephesians, Brother B.C. Israel C. Royal.
Chapter
3, verse number 1 through 6. Let's just take it slow, nice and easy here.
Okay, chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
Verse number 1.
You said read chapter 3, 1 through 6, okay?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Yahweh the Son, for you Gentiles, and ye have...
Hold on. We want to just catch this up real good right here. So Paul said, I'm the prisoner of Yahweh the Son for you. What did he call? What title he put on?
Prisoner.
What did he call it?
Gentile.
Now we need to know what Paul is on, right?
Yeah.
So let's run to Ephesians chapter 1 and see who is these people he calling Gentiles, right? Ephesians 1, verse number 1, Brother B.C. Israel, of C. Royal. Who are these people they refer to as Gentiles?
Okay, chapter 1. Paul, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Paul, an apostle of Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
by the will of Yahweh to the saints which are at Ephesus.
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 So this book of Ephesians is written to a specific group of people, right? And Paul said they the saints. Now, who is the saints? How are we going to break that one down? Brother B.J. Israel, you want to read a little bit? I believe I'm on point with that, right? B.C.J. Israel? Hey, we got a B.J.
B.C.J. Come on.
Yeah,
B.C.J.,
okay. Let's see, who is the saints that we can read about in the book? Because Paul say he writes a letter to the saints that's in Ephesus. So let's look at the book of Psalms. Let's make it plain and simple here. Psalms chapter 148, Brother B.C.J., Israel of C. Roy. The book of Psalms 148, and let's look at verse number 14. Who are these people that they call the saints, and they're calling them the Gentiles, right? So let's see if we can break it down to the common denominator, as they say. The book of Psalms 148, verse 14. Who are these saints that the brother Paul is writing to, right? And we there...
The book of the dead and the, what's that?
in the book of Isaiah 34:16, Mother, thee of Israel.
Isaiah 34:16.
Mm-hmm.
Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read.
So he says, seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read, right? Hold that point. Let's see if we can define what is the book of Yahweh. Start to the book of Deuteronomy, Brother B.C. Israel. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 10. What is the book of Yahweh? Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10, Brother B.C. Israel of C. Roy. Yes, sir. Look at Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. We want a clip cut about what we should give our time to, right? We don't want to be trying this and trying that. We need to get on a full pace, get jogging and put in some work, right? Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thy turn unto the Lord, thy turn to Yahweh, thy Yahweh with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
They say that if thou listen to the voice of Yahweh to keep his Torah instructions, commandments, and statutes, which are written where? In this book of the Torah instruction. Now let's see, when we pick up this book and get busy with it, what can happen? Well, we need to be clear-cut about what we should be giving our time to, right? The book of Revelation, chapter 1, young lion, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royce. Revelation, chapter 1. And let's pick up verse number 2 and 3.
Come on over to the book of Revelation. Come on, come on.
Look at Revelation chapter 1, verse number 2 and 3. Now, when we lay eyes on this book, Brother Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, what do Yahweh say we are going to inherit? When we spend some time in this book, right?
Hallelujah, what? The back of the book, the last book in the Bible.
Hallelujah, what?
The last book in the Bible. Now, you can't miss that one. This is the first book, Revelation, the last book. Revelation. Chapter 1.
We find out that when we put the name Israel, government name, right? And we got a blessing, right? Now let's see where else we can find some blessings that come. I need all I can get, right? The book of Revelation 1, verse number 2 and verse number 3.
Okay, we want to read the book of Revelation. Chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1, read.
Just give me 2 and 3.
Two or three
reads. I'm trying to count down now. Two or three, where are you going out?
The book of Revelation chapter 1 verse, who bear record of the word of Yahweh?
So he said that John said he bear record of the word of Yahweh, go ahead.
And of the covenant of Yahweh's son.
Mm-hmm.
In all things that he saw.
Verse number 3.
Verse number 3.
What did he say?
Blessed is he that reads.
Mm-hmm.
And they that hear the words of this prophet.
Go ahead.
And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So if we want to bless, we spend some time with the word of Yahweh, right? We spend a whole lot of time with Yahweh's word. So back in Isaiah 34, and let's finish that, Mother dear, verse 16. Isaiah 34, verse 16. I'm going to give you a couple more in, and I'm going to bring that young lion on the table here. Isaiah 34, verse 16, what he said.
Isaiah 34, verse 16.
of Israel by
the
voice,
the fourth
voice,
by the force of thy sword in the time of thy calamity,
mm-hmm.
in the time that thou iniquity had an end.
So he said your brother that hated you for the name's sake, right? He said he got a perpetual hatred. That means that it never stopped. It's an ongoing hatred. And we can read what he said every generation. But let's see what happened. What did he do? What did his hatred push him to? Brother B.C. Israel C. Roy. The Project High. The Righteous Psalm chapter 83.
Psalm 83.
We want to look at 1 through 6. Psalm 83, verse 1 through 6. The book of Psalm 83, verse 1 through 6. We want to see it. What did his hatred put him to do? Verse 1 through 6. Psalm 83, verse 1 through 6. What did that hatred, that perpetual hatred, push your brother to do? We don't get some names on the table because we're about revealing everything around here, right? Psalm 83, verse 7, 1. What are we working with that?
Psalm chapter 83, verse 1 through 6.
Yes, sir.
Keep not thou silence, O Yahweh, hold not thy peace, and be not still.
He said, keep not thy silence, O Yahweh. Hold not your peace and be not still. Verse number 2, what did he say?
Verse number 2, for lo, thy enemies make a turmoil.
So he said that the Most High got somebody that's totally contrary to him, right? Your enemies, they make a loud noise, right? And we hear them right now, they got some loud noise going on right now, right? What they do?
And they that hate thee have lifted up their head.
So now they done lifted up their head. Now, hold on. Brother B.C. Israel C. Roy. I wonder, what did they do to lift up their head? So to the book of Isaiah, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. We're coming back there now. Keep a marker there. We're coming right back that way. We want to run to Isaiah and take a peep at a statement, if I can lay my eyes on it, that is. The statement in Isaiah, what I'm looking for here. Isaiah, I thought it was 14, but I don't see what I'm looking for. Isaiah, well, let's get it in 2 Thessalonians, Mother Dear of Israel. Because I don't see what I'm looking for in Isaiah. So let's run to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's keep at verse number 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 2, verse number 3, Mother D of Israel of C. Roy. Book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1 and verse number 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter, verse number 2 and verse number 3. We want to see what move did they make, right? The ones that hate the Most High Yahweh, what did they do, Mother D of Israel? What kind of move did they make? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 2 and verse number 3. We need to know what we are up against. In these last days, right? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 2 and 3.
Yeah, it's like...
All right, let's look at 3 and 4.
There we go. 2
Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's look at 2, 3, and 4, Mother D of Israel and C, right? I gave me enough time to lay my eyes on some stuff around here. I appreciate it.
I feel like you want me to read it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, young man, you can
Second Thessalonians 2.
Hallelujah.
Now, what's the name? What's your name? Let me get your name. What's your name?
Isaiah.
All right, I got you, brother.
Isaiah Israel.
All right. You're on the books.
All
right.
Thessalonians 2, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2. We don't have representation.
Who don't have a seat when they Deuteronomy chapter 20. Let's look at verse number 14. Deuteronomy 20, verse number 14. We're coming back there.
We on Deuteronomy what?
Deuteronomy, I mean, Numbers 20.
Numbers
20. Verse number 14. We know we need to find out who is the top man on the chart, right? Ew. We need to know who that is, right?
Numbers 20.
Verse number 14. We're going to read 14 and verse number 18. Mothers be Israel and see Roy. Numbers 20, verse 14, and verse number 18. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14, and verse number 18. Mothers be Israel and see Roy. Who is the top man on the chart?
I'm waiting on him.
I don't know, mother. I'm just trying to keep my mouth going. Verse number 14 and verse number 18. We just want to get a name on the table.
Get a name on the table.
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 18. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses sent messengers from
Kadesh.
Kadesh unto the king of Edom.
Now that's the guy that's the number one man on the list, right? Now who is Edom, but that says who?
Thus said thy brother Israel.
So Edom is who? Your brother Israel.
Verse 18,
come on.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Edom said unto him,
what'd he say?
Thus shall not pass by me.
Go ahead. Look what?
Lest I come out against you with the sword.
Now we understand, according to Ezekiel 35, who was the guy that had a perpetual hate that loved to share your blood? Friday. Let's make it a little bit clear.
Malachi.
No, we ain't going there, mother. Let's go back to Psalm. I'm trying to end this thing. Psalm 83. Brother B.C. is ready.
Psalm 83, chapter 6.
Pick it back up at 5 and 6.
I'm picking back. Okay, Psalm chapter 83, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For they have...
Let them follow along.
Right now we're talking about world people in the
position of power. We don't have no seat on the table. Yeah.
Psalm 83. Verse 5 and verse 6.
For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee.
So they came together and they had one thing on their mind. Was to cut you off from being a nation that you don't longer call yourself Israel. Yeah, we know it's a blessing with that name, right? Now we call ourselves what? We call ourselves black, African American,
and cold,
Jones and James, right?
Hallelujah, what?
Verse 7:6.
The tabernacle of Edom.
Now we found out Edom is your brother. That's it, right? The descendants of Esau. Who else is on the list?
And the
Ishmaelites. Now the Israelites are the first. Hold on. The Israelites are the first sons of Abraham. They are under the banner of what you call the Arabs. You know you see them in your community, right? Arabs. Number two man on the list, right? And the two religions that we are most in is Islam and Christianity, right?
Hallelujah.
And the other, go ahead. A Moab. Now, who is Moab?
Who are Moab today? Who are these people? Who are they?
Chinese
people today. Hallelujah.
Who are
my people? We become our nation.
So-called Chinese people.
Chinese people.
And who else we got on the list? And the who?
Hey, one thing I'm gonna make you pay very close attention. This thing's serious. So what's the he just asked for the table. Y'all remember what he just said? That's right. What's his name? What's his son's name? Mm-hmm. We're about to do some learning around here. I'm going to make sure you pay attention. Like I said, you're a future. So we'll get this thing down past. Who else is? So let's go find out. Let's get a little name on the table here. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 3. Mother Eve. You go to Exodus chapter 3 for us. We're going to pick it up at verse number, we're going to read verse 15. And give me verse number 16. We're going to Exodus chapter 3. You got to hit that right here. I'm rolling. This right here don't work? Y'all roll with that one? He's going to try this out. We're going to Exodus chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse number 3. We want verse 15 and we want verse number 16. Chapter 3. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 15 and we're going to read verse number 16. You have it there, little BC? Let me see how do y'all go. All right. So we'll get the ball game rolling. Mother E, if you don't mind, ma'am, can you pull them scriptures out for us?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. And Yahweh said, Moreover unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
One second, mother. Before we read verse 16. Now, Yahweh said, this is my name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is my name forever.
Yeah.
He said, this is my name unto all generations. Isaiah, is this the generation we're living in right now? Isaiah Israel. I see you over there. I need to get that line for it. The question on the table, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the generation we're living in today? Yes, it is, right? I need to put a little bass in that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to roar that voice down. Your line. Line's roar. What about you, young line, BC Israel? The question is, is this the generation we're living in?
Hallelujah.
Is this not a generation? Are we living in a generation? Don't you got the generation of your time, right? Okay, so this is the generation we're living in. So the question was, is this the generation we're living in? Okay, he said, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So forever is forever, right? Okay, verse 16, Mother E.
Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
Hallelujah.
House of bondage.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pick it up at Now let's do a little read, little BC Israel. Let's do a little read. Now I want you to go to the back of the book. We're going to go to the book of Acts. Yes, the book of Acts, you're going to go to chapter 4. I want you to give me verse number 12. Go to the book of Acts. I want you to give me chapter 4 and give me verse number 12. Doing that. Tell me what that said over there. Because remember, he just said, this is my name to all generations, right?
Yeah.
He said, this is my name forever, right?
And
we know we're living in this generation. The book of Acts in the back of the book. Hallelujah. That's right. Get it right, BC Israel. That's what I'm talking about, BC. That's stepping up. That's what we want to see.
Neither is there salvation in any other,
want to make sure that we get a clear understanding. He said there is what? There is no other name given among man whereby we must be saved. So let's get a foundation about this name, because I want everybody to know, why do we use this name? Why HWS? We want to go into some historical facts, but before we go into complete historical facts, now I need you guys to look at this Brother DC Israel T. Roy. Take a look at this map. What you looking at, I want you to tell me what that says on the top. And I need you to say it real loud.
The interception, the Holy Bible, the Old and New Testament, the King James Version.
King James Version, okay. And inside the King James Version, it has a dictionary and a concordance inside of it. Now, we're going to do some investigation. The reason why we're going to do this, because, young line, I want you to, read me something here. Before we go there, we're about to do that. Now, I want you to go to Proverbs. Going back to that Proverbs, and we're going to read chapter 30, and I want you to read me verse 5, and I want you to read me verse 6. And then we're going to get the precept after we get done going into the investigation. But that's what we got to do. We got to do some investigating, right? I mean, in a court of law, what they do is, before they can give you a full case and lock you up, they got to do a little 48-hour investigation. Am I right or am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. 48-hour investigation, but we're going to do this in a couple minutes. All right? And matter of fact, Proverbs chapter 30, give me verse 5 and verse 6. I want Isaiah Israel to give me that. I want you to read it real loud. Let me hear them vocals come out like you see that lady walking on down you want to get up with. I want to hear that come out. Hey, I want to hear that come out. Let me hear that right there. Nah, ain't how you say that. We talking that. Nah, we want to hear what you first met. You brought that voice up. That's right.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5.
What did it read?
Every word of Yahweh.
Now stop right there. He said every word of Yahweh is pure. And we want to get that young lion there. Make sure he gets up. We're gonna make sure he gets up. Because he needs to see this with his own eyes. But this is the pure thing we read. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5, what did he say again? Isaiah Israel.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Verse 5. Every word of
Yahuwah is pure. That's not right there. He said, every word of Yahuwah is pure. Now hold the tape. See, you got to turn your page. So, BC, give me Psalm chapter 12 and give me verse 6. Let's see how pure this word is.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Now, he said, every word of Yahuwah is pure. Right? We want to keep that in our mind. What did he say? Let's find out how pure this word is. Write this down now. Get that down. Get these down on green paper. You been skipping right there like you been skipping school, man. You so far behind. Let's get that thing down. Let's go. Yeah. Give me 12, verse 6. You want to find out. He said, every word of Yahweh is pure. You want to find out how pure this word is.
Hallelujah.
And keep this in mind. We're talking about the Father here. Let's find out how pure this word is. We're going to Psalm. We're going to chapter 12, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 6. Now, you see, you say right where you were.
Psalm chapter 12, verse 6, the words of the Yahweh are pure words.
Pure words. Not pure.
Silver, tried, and a furnace of earth purified 7 times.
Now, read that one more time, and let me get a little bit more power in a second.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6, the words of Yahweh are pure words and silver tried in a furnace of earth purified 7 times.
So Yahweh's word is purified 7 times.
Mm.
That's how pure his word is. It's not just taking a piece of gold or some silver, and they got to get all the little filthiness off of it and everything. Mm. You know the jewelry you be wearing? They put it in a furnace and they got purified that bad boy so you get all the filthiness off of it, right? So you say the word of Yahweh is purified, so pure is purified 7 times.
Yes,
man. That's how pure this word is. You ain't gonna get nothing pure in it. So we're gonna go back and we're going back to you right now. Go back to your Proverbs chapter 30, and you gotta keep a mark in your book. Keep that mark in that book.
verse. We're going back to chapter 30. We're going to pick it up at verse number 5.
5, chapter
30.
Yes, sir. Verse
5. Uh-huh. Hold on. Let your little brother get here. You always watch over your brother. You got to be in Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. Mother D.F. Israel. What's that say? You ain't got to go there. Mother D.F. Israel. What's that say? Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. You always make sure your brother get there. You know why? You got to be in Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. Yeah, bring that on now. They good to go. They need to hear what they have to speak.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And Yahweh said unto Cain,
what did he say to Cain?
Where is your brother?
Uh-huh.
And yeah. He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
You got to be your brother's keeper. That's what you always got to be. So always make sure you watch over your brother. Make sure he gets there where you at before you take off. Make sure he there. All right, so now you can pick it up at Proverbs. Where you going? Chapter 30. And you're going to pick it up at verse number 5. Now, we just found out every word of Yahweh's spirit is true about 7 times, right? All right, pick it back up. Isaiah Israel.
Chapter
30. So that girl while we down the street, it's that girl right now. You're calling a mile away.
God.
Every word of who?
Every word
of God. That's right.
He is the shield of
Philip. Mm-hmm. He's a shield, so you put your trust in him.
Verse 6.
What do you say?
Add though not.
Don't add not,
Until his word.
You can't add to this man's word. Now he's going to reprove you or what?
And though he found a liar.
Oh, so we could have found the liar. You see how this thing could have gone? Now, it's our job as voices of the true Israelites to find the life. Okay? Now, that's what we're about to do. We're about to find a life. Why do we use YHWH in the book? They don't ask his name, right? Okay, brother, Israel, Brook. Now we got the book right here in our hand. Now, once you look at this, and maybe you can pull it out and see, show, read this out real loud, the national office. What you read. It works with the best, but you can't pull them words out for me. What kind of book is this?
That's
holy, so what? Holy what?
Bible.
All right, you got a holy Bible, and it's a dictionary recording in this book. That's a dictionary recording. Now, we're going to go in the back of this book, okay? And we're going to look up a few things. The first thing we're going to look up is this. We're going to go to Lord. All right? What does this word Lord say right here? Now pay attention. Why we use YHWH? Why we don't use Lord, God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Ahaya, Yahuwah, and any other name? Now let's find out. What does that say right there? Yeah, the Lord. We say it just the way it is.
Lord, one who has authority, one person, one thing. His Lord, God is the supreme authority. Mm-hmm. Jesus. The leader doing his ministry, and that the Son of God in the OT.
In the Old Testament, OT is for Old Testament.
When large and small capitals are used for Lord, the original Hebrew Yahweh, YHW.
What, now, hold on. Is this four letters?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's them four letters say?
YHW.
Yahweh. Yeah, four letters on the tape, right? The original what? Now, originally they say the original Hebrew, which they Semitic tongue, reads YHWH, right? Okay, now, keep that in mind. Yeah, we just heard it just said, you don't add to it, take away from this word, right? We all went to school. We all learned our ABCs in 1, 2, 3. Now, they say original Hebrew, but we got four letters that's in English, that's YHWH.
Hallelujah.
All right, now keep that in mind. Okay, now I want you to get ready, and I want you to turn over. As you keep done reading that, turn to this page and say, it's a T. Those are the T's in the back of here. I want you to look at this word called Texas grammar. Now, we just got done learning about the word Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And he just said, in the original tongue, it's YHWH, and it says C, Texas grammar tongue. I'm going to say mine. Now, let's go see Texas Rabbit Talk. Let's find that. No, this is what you want to read.
long, stupid word. You see how long this word is? This old, big old word, long Greek word, right? Mm-hmm. Now, look at this with your own eyes. See, the text of grammar child. Hold on, let me peep at that, too. You see that? Text of grammar child. Look at this with these Greek words. That's text of grammar child. Let's see that in a second. So, you better read this out loud. I want to show you guys why we use YHWH. What does it say? Text of grammar child, go on here and read it. Follow along as you read that.
The four letters YHWH form the sacred name of the Supreme Deity. Whenever the words Lord and God appear in large and small capital letters in the Old Testament, the original Hebrew text uses YHWH. Hebrew word for the Lord and God went
what
substitute
stop. You know you got substitute teachers from the original teacher? I mean, substitute teachers, everybody clown on play on everything, right?
Mm.
I mean, don't they? It ain't just said his name was substituted.
Mm.
That means they took his name, YHWH, and substituted Lord and God. Remember the elders just brought down in Psalms chapter 83? And he was reading verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He just got done saying that the nation jumped on us. There is a substitution going on here too, right? I'd have to find a life. So let's continue to find a life. You want to tell me? Want to tell me? Hallelujah. Right. And it's a fact. So we find out that they substituted these names, Lord and God and Jesus, and every other name anybody used has a substitution for. Why? Yahweh. Finish reading that up, E.C. Israel.
The Lord and God was substituted whenever the word Lord and God appeared in large and small capital letters. Hebrew reading YHWH.
So what name should be right there every time you see Lord, God, Jesus, and any other name you want to use?
YHWH.
It is no, okay. And we just got, we come to find out that what he's saying, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there was no other name given among men that we should be saved by. We only got four letters. So let's go find out a little bit. Let's do some more investigation. Let's see what else we have here. Now we're going to go to some historical facts. And let's find out what type of, now, look, BC is real. I want you to do some read. I want you to read from the Testament, because this is a very powerful information. This is the information that's going to take us to the next level. See what I'm saying?
What's my order? What's your order?
Now, I want you to read this because out of all the information we just got done reading, in fact, we're going back to open up this book. I want you to read this part right here. And a historical fact, these are historical facts. Read this part, this section out loud to us. Let everybody hear you.
One thing that is clear, his name is not the Lord. This study is substituted for the name on them 7,000 times in the English translation. In other words, Yahweh is removed 7,000 times and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has the clear desire of God for people to call on him.
So let me ask you a question. How many people like to be manipulated? You like to be manipulated? You like to be manipulated? You want somebody to trick you and play a game on your mind? I mean, how they make you feel if somebody played a game on your mind? If somebody manipulated you and manipulated you and played on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just coming to find out this is a clear fact that this name is a manipulation. Did we just read that?
That's right.
The PC is real. Did we just read that? Now, can you just say one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord.
Yeah, right.
This title is substituted the name almost 7,000 times in most English translations of the Hebrew scriptures, the Magic Tongue. In other words, Yahweh is removed 7,000 times, and that's in the Old Church.
Yeah,
and Yahweh, I mean, the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, no matter how well intended they try to pull this off, has the clear desire of Yahweh for people to call his name. So we just come to find out that there's some information going on here. So let's see, can we get along? Let's see what he said in the book of Deuteronomy, must be. We still in the ballpark. We still in the ballpark. You know, let's see what we can run down here. And let's see if we can, what I can pull out about in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Mother B. And I want you to read me verse 1, and I want you to read me verse 2.
Deuteronomy chapter
4. That's math. I want you to read me verse 1 now. I want you to read me verse 4.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. In verse 2, Deuteronomy.
Yeah, verse 1 and verse 2, yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you what to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your father give you. Verse 2.
What
is that? He shall not add unto the words which I command you, neither shall he diminish out from it, that he may keep the Torah instruction of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
So Yahweh just said, you shouldn't add to his word, nor shall you take away from his word, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's read verse 2 again for me. Make sure these young lads really pay attention. Y'all paying attention over there, young lads. Don't fall asleep on this, because that's how they got us already. We fell asleep before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we try to wake up. Don't fall asleep on this when it comes to you. Pay attention to the gathering.
Let's give a precept on that.
Yeah. 11 through 14 of Romans. That one of y'all lads read that. Yeah, Romans 13:11-14. Let's get a precept on that. On what the young lion just got to say. Let's get a precept on that. Romans 13:11-14. What does it say?
Bring that out, BC.
Yeah, bring out the young
lion. Okay, Romans 13.
Now, we want the young lion to bring that out.
That's right.
Bring that out, young lion.
That we want.
Yeah. Okay, chapter 13:11. That way, my boy. You don't lie to the boy, man. Chapter of Genesis, the first book, Exodus is your second book. go to Exodus, come on to the BC. Just get there. You go to the book of Exodus, you're going to pick it up at chapter 23, and we want to read verse number 13. We're going to make sure we our brother keep it, make sure he gets there as well.
Not down and rest that no
because you are a sincere man. Now, what does that mean? What does that sincere man mean? He says, you take it up, that you lay it not down, and reap it that you did not sow. What does that mean, young line BC Israel? What does that mean? Now, read me that Matthew that I gave you. What you read? Matthew what?
who are you calling?
I know, I just need to give you number 23, verse 19, real quick.
Number 23, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19. Yahweh is not a man that he should lie,
mm-hmm.
neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, he not make it good?
So Yahweh is not a man that he gonna lie. You see what I'm saying? He's not a man that he gonna lie. When he say he's a hard man, that's exactly what he means. You understand what this man operates. He ain't no soft man, and that's why we're in the position that we are in today. You understand it? You gotta keep this in mind. You deal with the Titus chapter 1, verse, what's that, verse 1 and 2, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, elders.
Amen.
Still with Titus chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
Yes, sir.
Now, check this out. He said to mind. He sees Israel of BC. Matter of fact, just bring that out, Mother. Bring that out, Mother Eve.
Titus chapter 1, verse 3.
Titus
chapter 1, is that what I'm looking for?
Verse 2. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
got it?
Yeah.
Titus. Titus chapter 1. Verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Yahweh is not a liar. That's what I want to point out. He's not a liar at all. He's not like a man that he's going to lie, he'll do none of that. Everything he spoke is going to happen.
Yes.
But we go now bring it out for me, Mother D of Israel. Man got something to do. But this is one word there, young man, D.C. Israel, T. Rook. It's dealing with the man. It's a man thing.
Chapter 34, verse 31.
What do you read? Yeah, because it's right after.